And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 27th of July, 2010. It was on this day, 1783, Benjamin Franklin wrote to a friend, "In my opinion, there never was a good war or a bad peace." He had just helped to negotiate the Treaty of Paris, which brought the Revolutionary War to an end. A treaty that did not please everybody. There were British loyalists and American revolutionaries complaining about the terms of the treaty, which included 10 articles addressing things like land boundaries, fishing rights, debts, what to do with loyalist property, prisoners of war, access to the Mississippi. And it was on this day in 1898 that Secretary of State John Hay said to Secretary of the Navy Teddy Roosevelt, "It has been a splendid little war," referring to the Spanish-American War, which was originally Cuba's war of independence from Spain. Many Americans were cheering for the Cuban side, led by the poet José Martí, and stood ready to intervene against the Spanish, sent the battleship Maine down to Havana in January 1898. And 3 weeks later, the ship exploded. To this day, nobody knows what caused it, but it propelled the United States into the war, and the U.S. sent in 15,000 troops to eastern Cuba. They won some battles against Spain and then had to leave because yellow fever was destroying the U.S. Army. But in 10 weeks, the war was won, and another Treaty of Paris was signed in 1898 between Spain and the U.S., a treaty which gave the United States colonies in the Pacific and the Caribbean, and America became, for the first time in its history, an imperial power. Here's a poem for today by Kim Adonizio, Forms of Love. "I love you, but I'm married. I love you, but I wish you had more hair. I love you more. I love you more like a friend. I love your friends more than you. I love how when we go into a mall and classical music is playing, you can always name the composer. I love you, but one or both of us are fictional. I love you, but I am an unstable signifier. I love you saying I understand the semiotics of that when I said I had a little personal business to take care of. I love you as long as you love me back. I love you in spite of the restraining order. I love you from the coma you put me in. I love you more than I've ever loved anyone except for this one guy. I love you when you're not getting drunk and stupid. I love how you get me. I love your pain. It's so competitive. I love how emotionally unavailable you are. I love you like I'm a strange backyard and you're running from the cops looking for a place to stash your gun. I love your hair. I love you, but I'm just not that into you. I love you secretly. I love how you make me feel like I'm a monastery in the desert. I love how you defined grace as the little turn the blood in the syringe takes when you're shooting heroin after you pull back the plunger slightly to make sure you've hit the vein. I love your mother. She's the opposite of mine. I love you and feel a powerful spiritual connection to you, even though we've never met. I love your tacos. I love your stick deodorant. I love it when you tie me up with ropes using the knots you learned in Boy Scouts and when you do the stoned Dennis Hopper rap from Apocalypse Now. I love your extravagant double takes. I love your mother, even though I'm nearly her age. I love everything about you except your hair. If it weren't for that, I know I could really, really love you." A poem by Kim Adonizio, Forms of Love, from Lucifer at the Starlight, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.